Southwest Wisconsin is still the hardest hit, but more counties are reporting flooding.
All the way across through Jefferson, Racine, and Kenosha reporting some flooding now.
Lori Getter at the State Emergency Operations Center says continued light rain and runoff keeps creeks, streams, and rivers rising.
Problem is things are so wet everywhere, there's no place for any additional water to go.
And more rain is on the way for southern Wisconsin tonight and tomorrow, some of it heavy.
Everyone's on standby. Our State Emergency Operations Center remains active, and we're continuing to communicate with the locals, as well as the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We do have a representative here in the EOC.
Getter says early estimates put the damage at more than $30 million, and that doesn't include the crops wiped out by the floods.
Early estimates are at least $18 million to homes and businesses, and probably at least $13 to $14 million in damage to public infrastructure, the roads, the bridges. But we anticipate those numbers to rise dramatically as the water continues to recede and we have a good look at the damage.
Getter says they will start adding up the federal damage estimates next week. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.